This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Each of New Mexico's 33 counties is now operating in the least restrictive category when it comes to pandemic-related health mandates. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued a new statewide public health order today as state officials pointed to a decreased risk of spreading COVID-19. Absent the order, five counties would have slipped back into the more restrictive yellow category. Vaccination rates in Tubacca, Guadalupe, Harding, Roosevelt, and Torrance counties have lagged as not all residents want to get shots. Health officials reported an average of fewer than 100 cases each day over the long holiday weekend. Lujan Grisham plans to end the state's color-coded risk system at the end of the month as long as 60% of residents are fully vaccinated. According to the latest state data, about 56 of eligible residents are fully vaccinated. With the pace of vaccination registration slowing overall, the state yesterday rolled out a new effort that uses cash to get more people in line. New Mexico is offering the largest single cash prize, $5 million, among a growing number of states staging lotteries to promote inoculations. Republican state lawmakers are criticizing the governor for using federal pandemic relief aid for the vaccination lottery. They argue that Lujan Grisham's vetoes earlier this year of legislative proposals for how to use the money were unconstitutional, and that Democratic lawmakers have been unwilling to take action to preserve the legislature's authority. A major southwestern metro region delivered a resounding victory to a Democratic congressional candidate who embraced the Biden administration's prescriptions for economic recovery. Voters rebuffed Republican overtures across Albuquerque's heavily suburban and Latino political landscape. Yesterday's special election vaulted 42-year-old Democrat Melanie Stansberry, a second-term state representative, into the congressional seat held previously by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. The election is a precursor to a handful of races to fill vacancies in Congress ahead of 2022 midterm elections. Stansberry won roughly 60% of the vote in a four-way race, handing a stinging defeat to three-term Republican State Senator Mark Moores. The gates at the famed Santa Fe Opera are open again, and General Director Robert Mea said today that he and the entire company are excited to return to the stage in July following nearly a year of planning and preparation amid the coronavirus pandemic. Mea said during a virtual news conference that the company recently obtained approval from state officials to increase theater capacity and begin ticket sales on June 10th. That means the open-air venue will have about 1,000 additional seats for every performance this summer, and for the first time will offer nightly simulcasting outside on giant video walls. The company has made investments in the opera's audio and visual infrastructure for things like the simulcasting and other digital offerings. For the second day in a row, the Navajo Nation is reporting no additional deaths of COVID-19. The Navajo Department of Health reported today that only six new cases of the virus were reported on the vast reservation. The Navajo Nation has reported over 1,300 deaths as of today since the start of the pandemic and more than 30,000 cases. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez said more than half the reservation's adult population is fully vaccinated. This is KUNM.